Chapter 3, Mishnah 2, Mishalach in Medina Sayam, same case, man goes overseas. V'omad echer ufenes es ishto. But some guy, some like good Samaritan, comes forward and supports the wife out of his own generosity. So Chanan omer ibeid es me'asav. He's like lost the money. If a guy, he's a good Samaritan, he comes forward, he does this, but he doesn't ever get paid back the money. That's his opinion. Nechalkala b'nai kanim gedolim. But again, the b'nai kanim gedolim disagree with him. V'amri, and they say, yishava kama hoitze v'yitol. He takes an oath of how much he supported her for, and they must pay him back. He must take an oath how much he paid, and then the estate must pay him back whatever he supported her for. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas kidivrehem. Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas agrees with the Kohanim. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaka yafe Amar Chanan. He agrees with Chanan. Why? Hiniach me'asav al keren hatzvi. Because someone who puts his money on the horn of a deer. You heard that statement before. The Gemara uses it all over the place. He says, if you put your money on the horn of a deer, you must expect to be gone. Don't support the wife from your estate and then come back later and claim. And claim your money back. If you're going to do that, you must expect that the money is not going to be paid back.